What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody, listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Payment Chiropractic. We have an awesome show lined up for you today. Really going over just some things that are going on in our culture right now when it comes to quick fixes and how it's not working. We'll talk about immune system health today and just really get people back on the right track. And maybe they've really lost their way when it comes to health. And we want this show to be a place where people can come and listen and get tips, tools, resources, and action steps they need to get to the health that they want. And, you know, we know right now in our culture, there's just a huge lack of truth and a huge lack of action steps that we're really struggling with in our culture, where people think that, you know, taking a pill for every ill is the answer. Well, we know that's not going to get us where we need to go. And we're seeing that cause more illnesses, whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety, even just inflammation and pain, where we're trying to look for this quick fix to get us through the day, but it really ends up ruining our life. And so we don't want that for you. So my mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. And, you know, one of the things that we want you to understand is that, you know, no matter where you come from, where how far you've lost your health, how good your health is, there's always room for improvement, right? You're never at this stagnant point. Your body's always moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction. And, you know, one of the things that we've been really hitting on this month that we're going to review today is immune system, right? Immune system health and what that really means to have a healthy immune system. What does that mean to actually be proactive, right, with your immune system versus reactive? I think our culture over the last few years has decided to be reactive. Now, some people may say like wearing a mask is proactive, and I would argue that that's not true, because actually research shows that wearing a mask can actually weaken your immune system. Vaccinations, medications can actually weaken the immune system. So we got to wrap our head around the fact that, you know, what we're currently doing as a culture isn't, it might be perceived as preventative medicine, but it's actually not preventative medicine. We can't operate out of place out of fear or scarcity. We can't avoid viruses or bacteria, because guess what? They're all around us. They're all around us. I mean, talk to teachers, talk to nurses, talk to kids in elementary school, that if someone has a bug, if it's strong enough, it's going to pass through the classroom. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to avoid it. I'm sorry, avoidance is not the answer. That virus or bacteria is going to continue to mutate and continue to change and to continue to affect people. Now, what makes one person sick and the other person not sick is the health of their immune system, right? We have to have a healthy immune system to fight off sicknesses and diseases. And when our immune system is weakened, it leaves us really open and vulnerable to not only just your typical viral bacterial infections, but, you know, things like cancer even. Cancer is an immune system issue. And I think people don't recognize that we think it comes from our age or our genetics. And it's just not accurate. It actually comes from a weakened immune system over time. And it leads us to the point to where, you know what, there's abnormal cells. And when there's abnormal cells, then that's what's called cancer, right? So when there's cell life, right? So every cell has a lifespan, right? So let's say your red blood cells, for instance, they live to anywhere from 90 to 120 days. Well, in order for a healthy cell to live, it needs to live in a healthy environment. It needs oxygen. It needs blood flow. It needs all the nutrients and minerals that we give it, right? But what happens, though, is if our environment is sick, what happens to those cells, instead of dying prematurely, they actually mutate to stay alive. And then they start feeding on sugar and other stressors. And, you know, this is when the oxidizing things happen in our stress levels can cause these cancer cells to grow. And what happens is that our body elicits a immune system response to fight off the cancer cells like they're foreign, like a foreign virus, right? So literally there's cancer cells dying in us at every given second, right? There's new ones that form because of stress levels in our body and our environment. There's also cancer cells that get killed by our T cells, which is our lymphatic system and also our immune system. And so we're going to get into some cancer today and just really explain to you what that is and what we're doing about it. And is it working? Is it not working? And so if you're just tuning in, once again, my name is Dr. Nick Barnes. We're here with Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And I am going to, on today's show, give you an opportunity to call in anytime on today's show, and we will get you a discounted new patient appointment in our office. We are chiropractors. Now, why are we chiropractors? Because we focus on the cause. We focus on the healing process of the nervous system. See, the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, across the nerves, to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your immune system to be functioning 100%, for your kidneys to work like they should, your brain has sent signals down the spinal column and out the nerves at 100%. And what happens is this. With life stress, starting from the birth process to where we are today, all the things that we do to our body, how we sleep at night, car accidents, falls, sports injuries, sitting at a desk, you name it, all of those things cause damage in our spine if it's not taken care of. And if that's not taken care of over time, it puts pressure on the disc spaces and the nerve roots, therefore causing the signals to get from the brain to the body at less than 100%. So therefore, your body's not able to heal at 100%. Can cause discomfort and pain, of course, but also, most importantly, it causes dysfunction, right? So a damaged spine causes dysfunction in the body, causes something called dis-ease, right? Or dis-ease, right? And so we don't want that for you. We don't want that for your loved ones. So what we do in our clinic, we start from the inside out. My office is called Health From Within for a reason. It's not because of supplements. It's not because we're going to give you some pill potion or lotion. But we start from the inside out with the spine, right? The reason is the nervous system controls everything, right? So the first exam, the first step in the office is a new patient exam where we sit down with you. We go over your health history, go over your health goals, really see where you are currently with your health, do a complete nervous system evaluation, posture, range of motion, nerve scan, and a full set of x-rays. Now, normally in the office, it's $150, but if you call into the radio show, it's only $60. It's only $60. So the key is this, is calling into the radio show, getting a new patient appointment, and really seeing exactly what's going on. The number to call right now, anytime on today's show, is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. So let's get right into it. We're going to get into some topics about cancer specifically, so we have a better idea of really what's happening out there and what we can be doing differently. So let's just talk about what happens when someone has cancer, right? I mean, it's an overgrowth of abnormal cells, whether that's a tumor, or if it's systemic, meaning it's in the body already, different lymphatic system, or metastasizes when it travels from organ to organ, tissue to tissue. But there's three things that happen: is that either you go to the doctor, you get a test done, and either you're gonna cut it out, you're gonna poison it out, or you're gonna burn it out. Right? So you're gonna either do surgery, you're going to do chemo, which poisons it, or you're gonna do radiation, which burns it. Right? Those are really the three things. Now, I will tell you, there's three steps to healing from cancer. One is that you got to stop creating it. So most of the times, our society, our healthcare model doesn't teach us what's caused it. And genetics only accounts for about 10% of it, okay? 10% go to it's genetics' fault, okay? So we got to figure out what's causing it and stop what's causing it, right? So we talk about that with our patients and what we do in our clinic. Two is we got to kill it. And that's what the medical model can be good with, right? If they're looking at cancer, if they're looking at chemo, radiation, surgery, there is stress with those treatments, okay? And there's different extreme treatments out there that are more holistic, easier on the body, more gentle process, and that's for a different show. But a third thing is that we got to rebuild the immune system. So our focus in our clinic, when people are trying to prevent cancer and or heal from cancer, or even just stay in remission from cancer, is step one and step three, where we're focusing on how do we prevent this? How do we build that immune system? And then three is how do we not only build the immune system, but fortify it, right? We want to strengthen it. What's that? Are we battle ready, right? Whenever life hits us with stress, are we battle ready to deal with that? And what does that look like, right? What does that look like? And so we want to help that. We want to help our patients. And of course, you guys just hear what we're all about. We know that, listen, the war on cancer, the Cancer Act of 1971 was really never about the cure. They were looking for it, but it's never been about the cure. They're trying to treat it, right? Because we know the cancer rates are going up, cancer deaths are going up. Every single year, it's been 52 years, and it's not getting better. So the more money we throw at research, it just seems to not be working, or we're just throwing that money somewhere that is really maybe not being put to good use. And so that's where we got to start, is what's our mindset behind this? Now, if you have cancer, listen, I'm super sensitive to this. And so the disclaimer is that I'm just giving you guys the truth. I've seen people heal incredibly from cancer, and it's amazing. I see miracles happen all the time. If you're in remission from cancer, once again, it's still an immune system issue, right? So we got to build that immune system. And if you want to prevent it, you do what everyone else is doing. You want to build that immune system, right? So the United States has the seventh highest cancer rate in the world. And we think about that, right? Some of us can't name six other countries, right? But we got to wrap our head around that. Like, maybe we're not the best place to go for treatment. Maybe what we're doing lifestyle wise is not working, right? So we got to wrap our head around that. And I think one of the things, you start to compare our regulations over here and our American lifestyle and standard American diet and our healthcare model compared to other places in the world. I mean, we're definitely not at the top. And the performance of our healthcare model, although we have the best doctor, I believe we have the best doctors, nurses, surgeons. I believe we have the best access to healthcare here. And we have the best drugs, the best surgery, the best procedures. Why aren't we getting the best results? I think it goes back to what are we doing outside of the hospital, right? And I think that's where we're really missing it. And that's what we do in our clinic, is really teaching people how to stay out of the medical model so we don't have to deal with crisis, right? And so one of the people that came into our office that we absolutely love, her name's Jean. Jean came to the clinic, and she was healing from getting chemo, and she was healing from breast cancer, and she was about 6 months out, 6 months into remission, and she was just like, you know what, I think like I have a second chance at life. Like, this really woke me up. And she was telling me what she was doing before I met her, and she was like, I was taking these Ensure drinks, I was eating a lot of fast food, drinking diet soda, and I started walking. And one of my friends told me about your office and how you guys really start from the inside out. And she goes, I just want to heal from the inside out. It's exactly what I want. And so we did a full exam with Jane. We saw damage in her spine, which was going to affect her immune system. And, you know, we walked Jane through a process of not only fixing her spine, but changing her lifestyle. And what's awesome is Jane's been a patient now for 6 months, and she's lost 20 pounds. She's not questioning her health anymore. She's confident in her health, and that's what we want. We don't want you to question your health. We want to be confident in your body's ability to heal, and now she is. She's on the right supplement regimen. She's getting adjusted on a weekly basis. She's exercising how she should be exercising. She's sleeping, and she has energy more than she ever had even before a cancer diagnosis. And so, Janie, if you're listening, keep it up, girl. You're doing great. And if you're listening to the show now and you're like, you know what, I have allergies, I have asthma, I have headaches, I have numbness on my arm, I got to figure out what's going on. Maybe I'm recovering from cancer, whatever that is. I need a new patient appointment. If you want a new patient appointment, like I said earlier, it's normally $150, but if you call in now, it's only $60. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing
to Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm the owner of Health From Within, and I am here to tell you more about how to build that immune system in a healthy way, and just what we're currently doing as a culture when it comes to immune system issues, whether it's asthma, allergies, eczema, autoimmune disease, cancer. We're really going to hit them all today. And I gave people an opportunity to call in on the show to schedule a new patient appointment for a chiropractic exam and x-rays. If you have any symptoms at all, that could be a red flag that the body is not healing and you're dealing with things that you don't need to be dealing with, right? So let's get to the root cause of that. Our first step in our clinic is really going over your health history, your health goals, a new patient exam, full set of x-rays. Normally it's $150, but if you call in on the show today, during the show, the number, you get it for $60. So $60 for a new patient appointment and x-rays covers your entire first visit. The number to call for that appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So let's get right back into it. Let's understand what our immune system is. So the immune system, how it works is this, okay? So listen to this. This is important, okay? You're not going to get your biochemistry degree today, but I want you to understand like how amazing our body is, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter you feel like it or not, your body's working for you on your behalf. It's never working against you. It's always working for you, although it may feel that way, okay? So when the body identifies antigens, harmful toxins or foreign substances that cause disease, specific white blood cells known as B lymphocytes produce antibodies to combat these invaders. So the body recognizes a foreign substance or a foreign object. It identifies it, believe it or not, it identifies it, and then it elicits or it calls our B lymphocytes or immune system to produce antibodies, which the antibodies go and combat the invaders, right? These antibodies remain within the person's body, acting as a germ recognizer. If you've never heard of that, germ recognizer. This way, if the same antigen reappears again, the antibodies are prepared to mark it as harmful. Subsequently, T cells come into action, attacking and eliminating the targeted antigens. Together, these cells from the immune system form the immune system working in harmony to protect the body from infections and illnesses. So B vitamins are like the first layer of defense, and then memory, I call it the memory, right, or the germ recognizers are the T cells that come in and say, no, this is a foreign object, this is a foreign substance, let's get rid of it, let's not work our immune system. And so the T cells are actually fighting on our behalf without us having to feel it. Many times if we're super sick or there's a new viral infection that's going around, the B vitamins haven't had antibodies for that yet, so it's a little more harmful, more symptomatic process, and that's really what it's all about, right? And so if we take a look at an autoimmune disease, let's think about that, is when our body starts to fight itself. Sometimes that can be from leaky gut. Sometimes it's from exposure rates that we had as a kid, heavy metals, toxicities in our body that we just can't handle life anymore, essentially, or our environment life anymore. And asthma and allergies is a hyper-responsive reaction to our environment, right? So if the trees, the grass, the you know what, is inflamed or causing inflammation in our body will create mucus to try to get rid of it. And our key is we got to get through that. So we got to try to get through that without medications. Why? Because the medications actually affect our immune system in a negative way. We might be able to not have snot run out of our nose, right? But it affects us in a negative way. And so if we take a look at our environment, we do have to adapt to our environment. Here in St. Louis, I will tell you, with the weather shifts from 40 degrees to 70 degrees in a day, or from 70 to 95 in a day, and you know, new plants and trees are growing and then they're dying, growing and then dying. Our body does have to adapt more to these weather changes than in some other cities specifically. We also, our air can tend to be a little more higher toxicity, heavier humidity, right? It can be harder on our lungs, right? And so we do have to take into account our environment. But at the same time, I do believe our body is miraculous enough, like God designed our body enough to be able to adapt to environments, adapt to change or adapt to stress. And I think we got to understand that this can cause inflammation, but inflammation sustained over time causes disease, right? So the medical model thinks that the chronic inflammation is the cause of many different cancers and the inflammation is the problem. The real problem here is the stressor that is encouraging the body to respond with both chronic inflammation and or cancer, autoimmune, asthma, allergies, you name it, right? So really the issue is this. Inflammation is a symptom to a cause. So we got to get to the root cause and figure out what's causing the acute and or chronic inflammation, which then in turn causes chronic or acute disease, right? So we have to understand what are the stressors, right? We got to see what are the stressors and how do we reduce those stressors, okay? Stressors are everywhere. We're never going to get rid of them, but we have to combat them. Okay. And so here are some stressors that I'm going to go over that we really got to watch out for. Okay. That could be impacting your health now and or future health. Okay. So one of the stressors is our standard American diet, our SAD diet, right? I mean, it's full of sugar and processed crap, damaged foods. I mean, if you just hopefully not go to your pantry, maybe go to your friend's pantry and look at the ingredients of the foods that are being eaten. And you can tell, like, if you can't pronounce that, if you need a science degree to understand what it is, you know it's probably not good for you, right? And I think a lot of people, even the next generation, just eat crap and they don't know how it affects how they feel, energy, sleep patterns, you name it. I think our culture our society as a whole doesn't understand that what we eat actually contributes to our health and or sickness, right? And so the standard American diet is one of the number one things that's going to cause a stress to your body and cause inflammation. The next thing is the emotional stress, right? We can't control what happens to us, but we control how we respond to it, right? I mean, it's all about our mindset. What's our mindset behind this? Because listen, whether you're a kid or an adult, there's going to be stresses in your life for the rest of your life. And the thing is, if you can't learn how to harness the response, that's what's going to cause sickness, illness, and disease down the road, right? And a poor quality of life. And so no matter what age we are, okay, we have to develop these skill sets to help combat the stress, because once again, it's always going to be there. If we live in a fight or flight state, if our response to a stress is always fight or flight and we do nothing to combat that, then we have problems. We have significant issues that are going to cause us to yield sickness and disease. And we got to change that. We got to truly, truly affect that. And it's going to take time. It takes work. It's a lifelong pattern. This is definitely the hardest thing to address, because stress is a perceivable, subjective problem, right? So whether you're late for work or late for school or didn't turn a project in or you're backed up on emails or you get a bad call from a friend, whatever it is, listen, our response is the most important thing, and we got to get out of that fight or flight state. Number three is sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyle, not moving, not exercising, causes inflammation, which then causes disease. Exercising is not about looking good or having a six-pack. It's about actually preventing illness down the road and or currently. It's so important. Number four is toxic exposure. The things that are on our food, in our food, in our environment, what we put on our skin, our hair, what we shower with, what we wash our hands with, what we wash our clothes with, our dishes with, all of that can cause inflammation of the body. So those toxic exposures have to be reduced so we can keep our inflammation down. Number five is lack of sleep. I think this is one of the biggest concerns in our society, is we just are busy. We're all in the rat race. We're human doers, not human beings. So very few people, I would say, get a full night's sleep, right? We should be getting about 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. And we should be going to bed around 10 o'clock. And, you know, you do the math on that. 10 o'clock at the latest, I would say 9 o'clock be in bed. And the reason is because that's when our hormones reset in the evening time. Our immune system works at its peak potential when we're sleeping, okay? When we're sleeping. So I think we got to look at those five things and say, okay, how is your lifestyle, right? What is your lifestyle looking like? I would also throw in there, you know, the sedentary lifestyle also leads into posture issues. If posture problems can cause inflammation, this is where we are as chiropractors. If you have a bad posture, or if you have damage in your neck or your back, and you don't think that affects your immune system, it absolutely does. It's an unseen stress. It's one of the silent killers, I believe, is the damage in your spine, because you don't see it. Many times you don't feel it until it's almost like too late. And so we want to make sure that your spine is healthy. So what we do with everybody, first step is seeing what the spine looks like and getting them under proper chiropractic care if necessary. And a new patient exam is normally $150 in our office. That includes x-rays. But if you call in today's show, it's only $60. We just ask that you call right now. When you call, I'll answer the phone. I'll schedule you. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, I will tell you that there's three keys to building an amazing immune system, okay? Three keys, okay? One is focusing on nutrient-rich food. So healthy food, whole food that your body can use to boost your cells, boost your organs, tissues. And we got to make sure food, we're not like living to eat, but we're eating to live, right? I mean, that's really the mindset. Like, is this food going to nourish me or is it going to hurt me? I'm not saying we need perfection, by far, we're not perfect. No one's gonna be perfect, but understand that every decision you make, every food or drink you put in your body is gonna either help your body or it's gonna hurt your body. There's no gray area. It's not like, oh, maybe this will be good. No. We know it's either gonna hurt you or it's gonna help you. So my question for you is this. What if every decision you made was started with, will this help me or hurt me? Will going exercising help me or hurt me? It's going to help you, so do it, right? Let's make 89% of our choices are about that. 89% of our choices are about that. So we want to make sure we start changing our lifestyle, right? Also, we want to make sure we're avoiding refined oils, so damaged oils, trans fats. Avoiding sugars. Sugars are going to cause issues and cause immune system problems for sure because cancer cells feed off of sugar. If you've ever heard of a PET scan is what they inject isotopes or radioactive glucose into you, and they image you that glucose goes to those cancer sites, right? And so we got to watch out for consuming sugar. We got to cut out sugar as soon as possible. We got to start implementing antioxidant-rich foods, healthy, fatty fish is going to be good. Cold water, wild-caught fish is going to be the best thing for you. And at the end of the day, we started to add in more things that are going to be immune system boosters. Like citrus is a huge immune system booster. So instead of drinking Sunny D or orange juice, like be consuming citrus. Citrus foods are great for your immune system. Also, turmeric. Turmeric contains a compound called curcumin. These help with antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. I mean, this is one of the things that we highly recommend for our patients to be taking is curcumin. Sunlight and vitamin D. Vitamin D3 has been shown to boost your immune system significantly. It's been shown that if you take a certain amount of this per day, it reduces your cancer risk by up to 50%. So vitamin D3, you got to be taking. Getting some sunlight, obviously, is going to be important for you as well. So there's specific supplements that we recommend in the office. And to get the nutrients where we need to get it to. Number two is we've got to detoxify your home and body. So what's in your water? What are you cleaning your body with? What are you cleaning your house with? And do you know a lot of those chemicals are considered to be carcinogenic, right? So this is so important when we start to think about what we're consuming and what we're putting on our body or in our body. We have to start changing that. And then the third step is, so first one is nutrient-rich foods. Two is detoxing. And then three is we have to learn how to de-stress, sleep, and get your spine adjusted, right? So de-stress, sleep, and get your spine adjusted, okay? And so I'll tell you, when we take a look at that, there's three stressors that I always talk about. It's our thoughts, our traumas, and our toxins, right? Thoughts is what we think about. Traumas is the physical traumas to our body and the toxins that we expose our body to every single day. If we focus on reducing those, we can't avoid all of them, but focus on reducing them with proper chiropractic care, with proper nutrition and proper mental thoughts and process there, then you're going to head in the right direction. If you're listening to the show right now and you say, you know what? I'm tired. I want to lose weight. I'm sick of this leg pain. I'm sick of this neck pain, the numbness and tingling, these headaches. I've been through cancer. I've been through surgeries. My immune system is a mess. I have allergies and asthma constantly. And you want help. The first step is by calling right now to schedule a new patient appointment at the discounted rate. We'll do a complete new patient exam, chiropractic exam, and a full set of x-rays. Normally it's $150. If you call in right now, it's only $60. Call in right now, the number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to. Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.